You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today is July 12th, 2026. I hope you and your loved ones are all doing well. I am hanging on by my fingernails at this point. It seems like, I don't know. I'm constantly struggling as I try to correct my life from my troubles over the last couple of years. So I'm getting close, but I'm not there yet. So please pray for me. Before we get started, I want to remind you to join the Discord and also the Patreon for the site. They're both, the links are both on the website and across my social media. So the Discord is continuing to grow, and there have been some really great alpha additions there recently, and particularly, and so yeah, I joined the Discord, okay? Before we get started, some really great news here recently. Mitch McConnell is dead, okay? I don't care what they're trying to say about him, propping him up like Weekend at Bernie's or something. He's dead, dead as a doornail. I saw one legitimate picture of him, and he was in the hospital with about 20 tubes keeping him alive, stuffed down his throat, you know. Like the biggest, most impressive cocksucker in the world. And anyway, he's dead, all right? But also Lindsey Graham dropped dead too yesterday, and thank goodness for that. I can't stand either one of them. They're both despicable people. But Lady Graham, Lady Lindsey, shall we say, the closeted faggot who was sitting on a Senate seat doing jack shit except warmongering and ruining people's lives and sucking up to Trump, who completely disgraced his former friend John McCain. Lindsey Graham turned her back on on her friend John McCain to suckle at the teat of power. And I mean, that's a teat too, for sure, with Donald Trump. So I have no respect for either one of them. They're despicable people, and I feel sorry for the maggots that have to feast on them. So all we need now is Trump to complete the trifecta. Okay. Yeah. They say all good things come in threes. I love it. Anyway, so I'm gonna be on the Trump death watch with popcorn and everything. So anyway, let's get into the show. So I really have been thrilled to be able to have conversations with a straight alpha named Matt, and I really, really have been talking him up on the website. He's got a dedicated thread now on the website. And this straight alpha, Matt, is an extraordinary alpha. If you don't know the story, here I'll tell you in 30 seconds, okay? Well, maybe not 30 seconds. But Alpha Matt is a mid-20s, I think, alpha, whose best friend his whole life is a faggot named Andres. And he recognized that Andres was a faggot, and he accepted Andres, that's fine, but he was worried about him. And so he found hierarchyuniversity.com, and he began talking to me about Andres, and I've been giving him advice. And here's kind of the beautiful thing about it. There are multiple beautiful things about this story. One being, of course, that here's a straight alpha who cares that much about his faggot friend that he's willing to try to find a solution for his faggot friend. And he did find a master named Diego, who's a bisexual alpha, and a friend of Master, or I'm sorry, I almost called him Master. I want to call him Master Matt, but Alpha Matt. And he's a friend of Matt's, and so Master Diego has taken on Andres and is working to deflower him and train him to be a good faggot, okay? Which, honestly, and here's the thing, like, Alpha Matt is allowing this to happen in his house. So he's participating in this, which is practically unheard of, even for a site like mine, which has carried all kinds of wild stories. But this is unheard of, really. Like, Alpha Matt is fully on board with Andres being deflowered in his house and serving Master Diego in his house. In fact, Alpha Matt went so far as to buy Andres some butt plugs and other devices in preparation for this moment. So, again, these are way outside the wheelhouse of the typical straight alpha male, right? They don't sit around thinking about this kind of stuff or even bothering to be involved in something like this, right? But Alpha Matt cares that much about his friend, you know, who happens to be a faggot. And so so that part of it is one aspect of the story that I love. But the other part of it is this, and this is where I think, this is my message to all my fag brothers out there, okay? Through Andres and this situation with Andres being a faggot, Alpha Matt has discovered hierarchy, and it is basically changing his life. Okay? Now, Alpha Matt is realizing what he's actually missing in his life. And I would say that most straight alphas out there who are unaware of hierarchy, they're missing this aspect of worship and service. But they don't realize it. And this causes great unhappiness with them. They can't put their finger on why they're unhappy when within their relationships with their females. And they can't figure out why they're unhappy until they discover hierarchy and the truth about what they actually deserve. And the light bulb goes on, and they realize they need that now. And Alpha Matt has discovered that he needs that. And he's taken it upon himself to go and find females that will worship and serve him the way a faggot does. Now, he has already admitted that he's probably not going to find something like that in a female, and he's absolutely right, okay? There are no females, really, generally, that are going to be like that, like a faggot, except for money on film, okay? Certainly, girls can play a role and make, you know, a couple $1,000s or whatever doing a sex scene, but they're not dedicated to it. They don't live it. It's not something that they believe about themselves. It's just an act with a female. There's certainly some women who are submissive to some. I mean, all women generally are created to be submissive to men because they are weaker than men, but not fully devotionally worshiping a man. They're usually not doing that. Not today, you know. So, but he's going to try. Alpha Matt has decided to try because he's discovered the worship of faggots. And he's been, I guess, I don't know if he's been looking at the porn on the site, but he's been reading stories and reading philosophies on the site. And it's changing his life and his outlook. And it's all because his faggot friend is what he is. And Alpha Matt discovered that it's not something he can change. He learned that hierarchy is real and that faggots are born to be faggots. They're born to serve men. And it's changing everything about him. And this is the same thing I say about FinDom, which, of course, I don't really care for online financial domination that much. I mean, but I do recognize its function hierarchically, that many, many straight, young straight alphas are discovering hierarchy through it, and it's changing their life, because suddenly they realize that they are born superior, and they are born to deserve this kind of worship and service. They're born for it. It's destined to be brought to their feet. And it's only through the exposure of these kind of avenues that straight alphas are able to even unlock that part of themselves. Otherwise, it stays locked, and they remain unhappy without knowing why they're unhappy. And from, I mean, clinical psychologists don't even understand this. What I'm telling you, what I've come to understand from 30 years of serving alphas and from working on this website and examining it probably deeper than maybe anybody has ever. And so the point is that it's changing these straight alphas and making them more closely aligned with what they're meant to be, right? Every straight alpha is born a king, and every straight alpha deserves to be worshipped and served and revered as the very best of us. And the fact that society has so completely built walls around these straight alphas and tried and successfully actually accomplished this task of blocking them off from the truth, saying, here is your cubicle, stay in there. The internet, though, has busted that wide open. And this information is getting out there now. And they're becoming more exposed to the more natural path. It's the way the Romans and the Greeks and other societies of the past lived. That's how straight alphas lived back then. They were more in tune with nature and the natural rhythms of how people are and how they relate hierarchically with each other. Society blocked that off, but the internet is making it possible now for straight alphas to get online and discover a site like mine and the true story is there and realize that there's something else. Or they're able to get on a social media app and discover FinDom and the worship of faggots. Or they get on Instagram and whatever and they discover faggots and the worship of faggots and something unlocks in them. And that's what Alpha Matt is going through. And I love it, okay? And it's all really comes down to this. Faggots have refused to be silent about what they are. If faggots didn't courageously put themselves out there again and again to serve, to just serve, straight alphas would not know this at all, you know? The straight alphas that I served would never know had I not submitted to them. And it's the same with all my fag brothers around the world who are doing the same thing. I kind of look at it like these waves of fags that are online and whatnot who are reaching out and who are submitting to straight alphas in their lives now, because they're learning the truth. they're like the waves of soldiers that came off the boats at D-Day, and they got mowed down and mowed down and mowed down until they finally took the beach. That's what's happening hierarchically. Straight alphas now are accepting the truth about what they are entitled to. After years of assaults on this this lie that society has built up, we've finally broken the walls. We've broken through the walls of that, and we're reaching straight alphas that are trapped inside there, and they're discovering all the things that they were denied. And some of them are angry about it, but like most of them are just overjoyed that they can actually be the kings that they were born to be. And I just rejoice in that. And it all comes back down to a story like Alpha Matt's. He's emblematic of exactly what I'm talking about. And his story is ongoing right now. And I think it's wonderful to see him exploring this, because he realizes that he deserves so much more, and he definitely does. He's one of the sharpest young straight alphas I've encountered on the site in quite a while, and I'm really, really proud to help him in any way I can. So if you're listening, Alpha Matt, you know, thank you very much for coming to the site and sharing your experiences with us. But anyway, I just wanted to say that and encourage faggots everywhere to keep submitting, you know, because alphas are learning. Straight alphas are learning the truth, and more of them will accept your service. That's all I've got. So I hope you have a great week and be productive. I will try to be more regular with the podcast. It's been really rough. But anyway, thanks a lot for listening. I will talk to you soon, okay? Love ya. Bye.